practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again for another Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you on this 3rd of December, 2023. It's hard to believe that we are that far into this year, but 1 month from now, we'll be in 2024. But I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do prepare our hearts to worship the Lord today in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. By virtue of the fact that we're coming into the Christmas season, we're going to be listening to Christmas music today, and we'll start with that great old Christian Christmas anthem, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hail the
As we go throughout the Christmas season, we need to keep in mind that this season really is all about worshiping Jesus Christ and honoring Him simply because of who He is. I realize that it's so very easy to get caught up in the secular celebration of Christmas, and really, we should not do that, simply because of the fact that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. And it is my prayer for myself, as well as for all of you, that as we go throughout the month of December and as we focus on Christmas, that we will focus on Jesus Christ, that we will exalt Him, that we will glorify Him, and that we will not get involved with anything that in any way, shape, or form would take the attention away from Jesus Christ, who became flesh and dwelt among us and was placed there in that manger. But keep in mind that Jesus Christ was placed in that manger for a purpose. And that, of course, was to grow up and then eventually go to the cross. And on that cross, suffer and bleed and die for the sins of the entire world. He was not born just to be placed in the manger. He was born to go to the cross. And we need to keep that in mind as we go throughout the Christmas season. And as we do various things, whether it's shopping or going to gatherings and parties, let us keep Jesus Christ in the center of this time of the year, because Jesus is the reason for the season. But it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and as we come to you every Sunday morning at this same time, like we've been doing for over 25 years, it's a great pleasure of ours to be able to bring you a service, a program, a ministry like this that is designed to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on the Lord's Day. And here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, if we can serve you in any way spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can call us at 814-944-2894, or you can write to us. And our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. We have a number of upcoming events here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona that you can find on our website. And, of course, our web address is simply fbcaltoona.org. But there are two of them I want to highlight. First of all, on December the 14th through the 16th, that's a Thursday through a Saturday, from 6 to 8 in the evening, we are going to be having a live nativity drive-through at Highland Park, which is right here in the same section of the city in which our church is located. And we would invite you to come on out and participate in that. It's free. There's going to be hot chocolate and some other things served as well. But it's December the 14th through the 16th, from 6 to 8 in the evening, a live nativity at Highland Park. It'll start here at the Faith Baptist Church and go up the hill to Highland Park, and I think it's going to be a great time. And then, of course, on Christmas Eve, we will be having our Candlelight Christmas Eve service, and it'll be held at 6 o'clock. That, of course, is December the 24th. The theme this year is The Birth That Changed the World. The Birth That Changed the World. And we would love to invite you to come on out and be a part of that. A number of things taking place around the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we would encourage you to participate. I want to remind you that this morning we will be having Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then, of course, this evening we will be gathering together at 6 o'clock. And by virtue of the fact that this is the first Sunday of the month, we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we would invite you out to participate as well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio this morning. And as we begin the Christmas season, as it were, and go into the month of December, it is my prayer that each and every one of us who know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, will keep your Son, Jesus Christ, the very center of all of our activities. Because we realize that Christmas really is not a secular holiday, but it's a spiritual celebration as we focus on what you did for us in sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that he might not only be placed in that manger, but ultimately go to the cross to provide salvation for all who call upon his name. But Father, I pray that you'll take the broadcast today and use it in the lives of every person who is listening to prepare their hearts for worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And if there is even one who does not know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that today they'll come to know him whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song entitled, What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our Christ, the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Christ, the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary, the babe.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Old Testament book of Micah. Micah chapter 5 and verse 1, where the Word of God says, But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old and from everlasting. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Now, before I deliver a message entitled, Who is Jesus Christ? Let's listen to a song that relates to that particular message theme. And the song is entitled, His Name is Jesus.
A star shone so bright in the sky at night to proclaim our Messiah's birth. What a humble place for our Lord to be born. It was a stable in Bethlehem. His name is Jesus, the only Son of God. He's born upon this day for you and me. He is the Prince of Peace, our King forever, our Savior Jesus Christ. was born upon this day. The shepherds, they came to the manger there, which the angels made known unto them. What a sight they saw, which had been prophesied. Now it was happening in Bethlehem. His name is Jesus, the only Son of God. He's born upon this day for you and me. He is the Prince of Peace, our King forever. Our Savior Jesus Christ was born upon this day. To the manger there, to seek peace in our hearts today. What a joy it would be at this Christmas time to give Christ all of our lives today. His name is Jesus, the only Son of God. He's born upon this day for you and me. He is the Prince of Peace, our King forever. Our Savior Jesus Christ was born upon this day. Our Savior Jesus Christ was born upon this day.
You know, during the Christmas season, a great deal of emphasis is placed upon Jesus Christ, and rightly so, because it's during the Christmas season that we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And therefore, it is the time in which we honor Christ because of his birth. But during this time of the year, do we really focus on who Jesus Christ is, or do we just keep him in the manger? You know, a number of years ago, our theme around Faith Baptist Church was, remember the manger, but don't forget the cross. Jesus Christ came into the world not to be placed in the manger, but to go to the cross, and on that cross to suffer and bleed and die, and then, of course, on the third day to resurrect from the grave, so that through faith in him we might have everlasting life. But who is Jesus Christ? Well, today, as we go into the Christmas season, as we go into the month of December, let's briefly examine one great biblical text that gives some great teaching on who Jesus Christ is, so that we will, in our own lives, lay a foundation to be reminded to give Jesus Christ the honor that he deserves during this time of the year. The text I'm talking about is John chapter 1, and I'd like to read verses 1 through 3, and then verses 14 and 18. John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, and then 14 and 18, where the Word of God says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Then verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then verse 18 of John 1, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. That's John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, and then verses 14 and 18. And what we see in that passage of Scripture is that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He is the expression of God, as it were, and as such, he manifests, he reveals, and he declares all that God is. And so when we look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, we are also looking upon God, because keep in mind that Jesus Christ is God. Now, there are three things I want to bring out with you this morning as we look at this text briefly. First of all, Jesus Christ is eternal. Notice in verse 1, the very first part of the verse, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, that's an important fact, an important verse to take into consideration as we focus upon who Jesus Christ is. In the beginning was the Word. Now, keep in mind that in the beginning is speaking of the time when all things were created. This reminds us, does it not, of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, where it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The fact of the matter is, when the beginning took place, Jesus Christ was there because he had no beginning. He is the eternal Son of God. He is the eternal God. He always was. He lived in eternity past. Keep in mind that in the Gospel of John chapter 8 and verse 58, when the Lord Jesus Christ was giving some teaching about himself, he said this, verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. What was Jesus saying there? He was saying, as he was speaking to the Jews, he said, before Abraham existed, I existed, not only before Abraham, but in all of eternity past. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. In the beginning was the Word. Then we see in this passage of John chapter 1, that Jesus Christ is divine. Notice it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. You see, not only is Jesus Christ eternal, but through eternity past, Jesus Christ existed as the second person of the Godhead and had perfect fellowship with his Father. Jesus Christ truly is divine. Keep in mind that the Godhead is made up of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and the three combined are one, one God. But what we emphasize here in this message and what we see brought out for us in this passage of Scripture is that Jesus Christ is all that God is, and all that God is embedded in Jesus Christ, as it were. The book of Colossians is a tremendous book of the Bible that gives some great teaching about who Jesus Christ is and about his preeminence. And in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, it says in reference to Jesus Christ that in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, everything that God is embedded in Jesus Christ. Because he is the eternal God, he is the eternal Son of God, he is divine. Now, when Jesus Christ came into this world and was born and placed there in the manger in Bethlehem, he did not cease to be God. He just took on himself one other nature, and that is the nature of humanity. Jesus Christ is eternal. Jesus Christ is divine. And then Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. You see that in verse 3 of the Gospel of John, chapter 1, where it says, all things were made by him, were made by him. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Yes, Jesus Christ himself was involved in creation. Again, we go to the book of Colossians, and we see chapter 1 and verse 16, where it says this, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, in reference to Christ, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." Yes, Jesus Christ created all things for his honor and for his glory. You see, it's during this time of the year that we think of the Lord Jesus Christ as being that babe in the manger. But we need to look beyond that, both in the past and in the future, that Jesus Christ is eternal. Jesus Christ is divine. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. And as we look upon Jesus Christ, we see God. Verse 14 of John 1 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And then verse 18 says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Let us remember as we go throughout this Christmas season that though we are celebrating the birth of Christ and the babe in the manger, that babe in the manger was the eternal God who went to the cross and provided salvation for us so that through faith in him we might have everlasting life. Keep your Christmas Christ-centered and focused on who he is. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say the best is yet to come. For yes, Jesus could come again this very day. Amen. God bless you.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.